Our scripture reading today, Isaiah 61:1, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners."
And so I know it's a little late, but I still got a little bit of word I want to give you this week. So bear with me just a little bit, but I want to talk today. I want to kind of finish up, you know, all the last week or most of April, pretty much, we've been kind of talked about betrayal, and then we talked about forgiveness. And now I want to talk about and kind of close out this month and close out our Easter season with the topic freedom in Jesus. And what I mean by this is, you know, first we talked about betrayal and how hard it is to go through betrayal and how Jesus had to go through being betrayed Palm Sunday, and how he was betrayed. And one week they were happy and Jesus is the greatest, and then they were crucifying him, and how we had to be able to get to forgive and to let go just like Jesus did. He did that so that we can forgive, so that we can let go and not hold on to things that trouble us, hold on to issues that bind us, that keep us captive. Just not forgiving and being able to let go of someone who has betrayed you, someone who has let you down, someone, or, you know, any of those things, anything that has caused you hurt and you're continuing to hold on to it. That's what he came for, so that we could be free from those things. And so today, that's what I want to talk about. I promise it'll just be a few minutes, but I just wanted to get this out before we ended April and we ended our Easter season. So my first scripture is from Isaiah 61:1. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." So that is what he came for. I'm honing in just on, but it's all of that, all of those things we have gone through and we go through. And that's why he came. This was in Isaiah. So they were just prophesying to us that Jesus was going to come. And when he came, we were going to be free from those things. I want to read it again. From brokenhearted. How many times have you been brokenhearted over things? But he came that we could be free from that. There's freedom in Jesus. He came that we wouldn't be bound up, that we would, for the poor, he came. He came so that we wouldn't have to walk in darkness. That's depression. And we wouldn't be, overcome with those things. That's what he came for. So this week, we saw all that he went through over the last 2 weeks of sermons. We saw what they did to him. If you recall, just a brief summary of it last week, where they put the crown of thorns on his head. He was able to forgive. His last words, "Forgive them, God, because they know not what they do. He died on the cross. And then when he rose, it was so that we could be free from all of those things, so that we could walk in freedom from the sins that hold us down, the unforgiveness, depression, the things that those memories and those things that hold you. You wake up and you're like, "God, I wish I could let this go." Those things you can't let go. Sometimes it's bad habits. You know, it could just be anything. There's people I always share. I love to be transparent because so very human. I so have things and people who I have a hard time not being angry with, or not forgiving even. But God is so good. I was just thinking while I was sitting here, I said, "God, I don't have a story to share today." And I didn't want to hold you long, because I know we're heading towards our time. But I was thinking of when I was younger, a newer Christian, and I was just so excited about being in the church and serving God and blessing people and everything. And I told you, I think on the betrayal week, I talked about the lady who shot me with her gun when I wasn't looking. Her finger, she pointed at me and she didn't know I was looking at her, and how betrayed I felt, and but how God was so good. That same lady, he allowed me to help her plan her wedding, because I said, "God, I do not want to hold anything in my heart that will keep me from seeing you, that will keep me from loving your people fully." And I said, "Help me to be a blessing to her." And I really had forgotten about it, or I would have shared it. You know how much I love to share stories. I would have shared it 2 weeks ago when I was talking. But as I was sitting here, I remembered that he allowed me to help her literally plan her whole wedding. And do you know, I did it with peace in my heart and with joy. only because Jesus died for me. Amen. It was his spirit in me that allowed me to do that and not to hold that against her and not to hold that, because truly it wasn't hurting her. She was happy and was getting married. There was no problems there for her. It would have been me who was walking in that bitterness and that unforgiveness. We have freedom in Jesus. He came. They told us, the word told us in Isaiah that he was going to come so that we could be free. We could be broken from those chains, those things that hold us, that stop us from being all that he's called us to be. And that's all I want to encourage you today to do, is just be all that he called us to be. And I have two more scriptures and then we're going to be out of here today. John 8:31-32. And it says, to Jews who have believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is our truth. When you know him, you're walking in truth. And that's all. And that truth sets you free. Free from what? Free from holding hatred towards people. Free from insecurities. Free from damage, the damage that this world has done to us in all of our emotional areas. You're free from that. When you know the truth of Jesus, you're set free. And then you just have to walk in it. You just have to get up every day and say, God, help me. Help me today. Help me today to walk in your truth. Help me today to let go of those things that are hurting me, that are binding me, that are stopping me from being all that you called me to be, from helping. You can't help people because someone hurt you when you tried to help them the last time. So now I can't help anyone because I carry that hurt. That's what he came for, that we could be free, free from that, free from carrying those memories of things that just hurt us, that made us brokenhearted, those feelings of betrayal, that spirit of unforgiveness. That's what he came for. And once we know him, we're free in that. You're free to walk out of here. I want you to just be free. Can you tell? I keep saying it. But I want you to be free from that spirit that stops you from enjoying your life, from getting out and doing all that he has called us to do. All that he's called. There's so many things that he has. He has need of us. He has need of us in the community to go out and share and to bless other people and to tell them how good he is, to tell them, I know God did this for me and he can do it for you, whatever it may be. I have no problem telling everyone. I feel he is a healer because he healed me. I'm 14 years free, cancer free. I feel like he's a healer. So if I see someone, I have to tell them. Right? I have to tell him, because that's what he's called us to do. It's for us to share who he is, to go out into the community. And it's harder to do it if we're carrying the burden and the load of our past emotions, of our past issues. If we can't forgive and just let go and know. I used to ask my mom, I said, Mom, how can I forgive? I know what they did to me. And she said, you're not forgiving for them. You're forgiving for you. She said, it's because you trust God that he's going to keep you. I was like, it's just too hard. I don't want to look at them. Have you ever said that? I don't want to see their face, Mom. I don't want to talk to them. How can I forgive them? And she said, no, it's not for you. It's not for them. It is for you. It's for you so that you can freely go out. Who's it limiting? If you can't look at their face, that means every place that they are, you can't go, right? They're at, what about you having a big church party and you can't come and enjoy everyone else because you just can't look at Sister Jenny? Who's that limiting? Jenny? No, it's limiting you. So that's what he came from. Freedom from that spirit that causes us to limit ourselves, that doesn't allow us to be free because we're holding that. And that's a really big issue. And I tell you what, I was driving today on my way here and I just felt that that's for someone here today. Whatever it is you're holding, he wants you to release it to him. Give it to him and watch him. Because that leads me to my last scripture for today. John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Free indeed. That means you are so free. If you're walking and believing in Jesus, when Jesus sets you free, you are free. There's a song that says, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No chains are holding me. It says, hallelujah. It's a blessing. I am free. And that's it. We just want to be free from those things that are holding us down, those things that are stopping us from being all God. I mean, I think if I asked you right now, each of you could tell me there's something that you had to really fight to let go of, or you're still trying to let that go. You have a childhood memory. You have a work memory. It's so funny. I can tell my sister can always pull up one. There's one that she has. And then we're like, you got to let that go. That was 20 years ago. I said, I'm trying. But we have to let it. We have to let that go. We have to let it go and know that who's going to protect you? God. No matter what, he's going to bring you through it. How about that? I'll say it that way. He's going to bring you through it. Even if you experience hurt again, know God is there to hold you. He's there to comfort you, to keep you so that you can walk in freedom. You can walk in freedom in him. And so as I'm closing, I want to just encourage you today just to think about it. What is it that's limiting me? What is it that's stopping me from being all that God has created me to be? If you recall, a few weeks back, I think I talked about that he has good plans for us. He has a plan and a purpose for our life. Well, what's stopping us from walking in that? Why are we not free? And just trust God. Trust him today that you can walk in freedom. There's freedom in Jesus. There's freedom. When he went to that cross, he died and rose again for us. He gave us freedom, freedom to be free from all of the habits, addiction, all of the hurt and the pain that you feel, the pain of loss, all of it. That's what he died for and then rose so that we can walk in freedom. So now I'm going to pray. And I want to pray today for those who are trying. You want to let it go, but it's just been hard. So I'm praying for you today that there's so much freedom in Jesus in so many areas. There's things I didn't even mention, but you know, and I believe the Lord touched your heart today to know just what it is he wants you to let go of. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness to us, your tender mercy, God, to us. I thank you, God. And today I pray, Lord, for a spirit of forgiveness to rest on each one here. Lord, for a spirit that will allow them to walk in your freedom. God, that they'll be able to release every issue, every hurt, God, every fear, everything that is binding them and stopping them, God, from walking in your freedom. We thank you for it. We give you praise today. We give you honor. We give you glory. And then, God, we do pray for each person on our prayer list, that you would meet each one at their very point of need. And we pray, God, Lord, just for your mercy and your grace. We thank you that it covers us, each one, God. And I ask that you would let your hands of protection be over each person here in the sanctuary today. We give you all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory. You're so worthy. Such a worthy God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.